Hey, you want that to go?
News takeouts. Now, you've been watching the Olympics, right, Lynn?
Every single minute.
Do you know the difference between the short program and the long program? In figure skating?
Do you want me to be really nasty and say one of them's longer than the other?
Somebody has to explain this to me. For our first takeout, we begin at the Olympics in Vancouver, Canada. Jason Stallman, Olympics editor for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, John.
Now, this is our last day of Olympics coverage, but there are events all through the weekend, right?
Absolutely. The climax.
But last night was a pretty big event. The women's figure skating wrapped up with the long program. What's the difference between the long program and the short program again?
It's a little bit longer.
I see. Thank you very much. We've seen your real go-for-broke performances. South Korea's Yoo Na skating flawlessly. Joanne Rochette, best program in her life. I loved Mira Nagasu of the U.S. skating through that nosebleed. How did the long program stack up to the competition in the short program?
Long program was pretty spectacular. A couple days ago, I think when we talked, I likened Kim Yuna's performance in the short program to what we saw 2 years ago in Beijing from Usain Bolt. And tonight really reinforced that, or last night rather. What she's doing in figure skating right now is what Bolt did in sprinting. She's completely turning the sport on its head. She won by a massive margin, more than 23 points. Consider this, if she had competed among the men in the Vancouver Olympics this year, she would have finished ninth.
Wow.
That's absolutely unthinkable in figure skating.
Now, is this because of a stylistic sort of approach, or is it piling on the technical flawlessness?
It's both. It's primarily piling on the technical component. She's doing things that simply no other people can do. But on top of that, she's so artistic that the judges reward her somewhat subjectively for that as well. But she's just superior in every way.
And the U.S. women, you know, don't have much of a chance in this event.
No, the U.S. women were really not strong medal contenders, but they performed well. Mariah Nagasu, a very young, promising skater, she finished fourth just out of the medal contention, so there is hope.
Yesterday we were talking about the Canadian men in hockey beating the Russians as feeling to the Canadians like a gold medal match all by itself, but it was really pretty spectacular with the women last night.
Canadian women look strong. They really outperformed the American women from start to finish. They win 2-0 and take the gold medal. And Canada has a real strong run of female gold medals at this point. It's really their female athletes that are carrying them across the board. Of course, their men in hockey can still win a gold.
I mean, there was a real U.S. women's hockey juggernaut going until the Canadian shutout. Were you surprised by the shutout?
Not terribly surprised. You know, this is a sport like women's softball that it's dominated by two teams. I think there's real concern at this point whether it can last on the Olympic program. It's just not a viable sport worldwide at this point. Canada and the U.S. are the dominant forces, and it just went down to those two.
Although, the U.S. is not being a very good neighbor to the South. I mean, in terms of medal count, where do we stand at this point?
U.S. is having a great Olympics. U.S. officials have to be happy at this point. They're on top of the medal table. You know, they haven't won the overall medal count at a Winter Olympics in 80 years or so. 1932, Lake Placid was the last time. They have 32 total medals right now. Interestingly, what you're going to see happen over the next few days is a discussion about whether you go by total medals or total gold medals.
Right.
U.S. has 8 gold medals, so does Canada right now.
Well, they're even there. All right, Jason Stallman, Olympics editor for our partner, the New York Times, winding up our Olympics coverage in Vancouver. There's still a weekend of competition. Thanks so much, Jason. Wouldn't you love to be on that Canadian women's hockey team? They know how to have fun.
It's bringing out my inner skier watching all this. I want to fly through the air.
What did they do after the game, after they won?
Well, I'm told
reportedly
that they showed up on the ice with their medals around their necks, holding bottles of things they shouldn't have been holding, and cigars.
Nice. All right. Well, they had a good week, eh?
Yeah. Well, sure.